We are happy that the launch is going on well, as you can hear from the background, and there's a lot of fans going on supporting their teams. We have two teams that are playing today. We have Emanuela team, and then from Gudele side, and then we have Angel staff from Custom side. So we have a lot of teenagers here today. We are together with them.
What inspired you, basically, for you to make Buruburu to be a national game?
Buruburu sports, or Buruburu in local Arabic, we call it Buruburu. When we were young, many girls used to play Buruburu, even in schools, at the boreholes or around free spaces in the compounds around. We looked at, there are things that we see in Buruburu, that when ladies are playing, they don't have much quarreling, they don't have much fight, they don't have, it's actually like peace thing. Whenever they play, you know, there's no referees and there are not judges there, but still they can enjoy the game without any fight, without anything. We looked into, for today, for this current thing which are going on, we looked at as a best tool for sending the message of peace and using the best tool that we can preach peace at the grassroots level, starting with the young kids like these teenagers. Today we are with them. So Buruburu has been dying off. This is another thing. Many schools these days, even the ladies are trained in football and playing athletics, other things, but Buruburu has been dying. So we looked at to revive this, our local game of South Sudanese, not actual to get completely lost, but we have to make it back and to make it as again another history in South Sudan, that we also discover another ball or another game which can be played nationally, even worldwide.
So it is the purpose is for you to preserve the game and also to use it as a tool for peace building among the people in South Sudan. How many teams are playing?
Actually, we have two teams today playing. We have, like I said, Emanuela Buruburu Club, and then Angel Star Buruburu Club. And the issue is, you know, starting any program doesn't start with a wider range of something because of the capacity that we have. But our hope is to make the teams everywhere, like clubs everywhere, because it is a step by step, like they say, a thousand miles start with one step. Yeah, but we know, actually, there are some rules that we put in the documents of Buruburu Sports for South Sudan.
Before you come and talk about the rule of the game itself, now tell me, you said about national, as a national game, do you have the officials from the Ministry of Youth and Sports? Has it been registered, or how do you call it as a national game?
Well, actually, I call it national because it is widely played in all areas in South Sudan. That's why I call it national. It just imagine itself as a national team. But in the Ministry of Sports and Youth and Sports, we believe as we make it today vibrant and it goes well and people received it with a joyful heart, the road leads us today to the Ministry of Youth and Sports and say, hey, there's something here quickly that we have discovered. Can you see it? If our father from the ministry believed that it's nice, it can be adopted in South Sudan, sports union or sports association, yes, we are ready to move it and start forming clubs everywhere and start registering clubs from all corners of South Sudan. So we really believe this is really the best. I've really enjoyed seeing many teenagers, especially ladies or especially girls, that has been put behind in another sports like football, but today you see they are the champions of Buruburu sports.